Hello, this is Anil Kumar from Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Living without worry seems unrealistic to most of us, but Jesus taught a completely opposite view. Today, Dr. Neufeld teaches us from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34 in a message called Don't Worry, Be Trusting. So let's go back to the Bible as we continue our series, The Greatest Sermon Ever Preached.
In 1988, musician Bobby McFerrin sang a song that became an instant hit. It was called Don't Worry, Be Happy. No instruments, just some whistling and incredibly simple lyrics. Part of the intrigue of that song was its appeal to a different way of living. Don't worry, be happy, sang McFerrin. Everyone thought the song was charming yet very funny because everyone knew that as much as you wanted what McFerrin offered, you couldn't live that way. Let me quote some of the lyrics. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord said the rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. Don't worry, be happy. 'Cause when you worry, your face will frown and that will bring everybody down. Don't worry, be happy. When that song first came out, the words don't worry, be happy were a standing joke between people. You get fired, don't worry, be happy. You have cancer, don't worry, be happy. Your children hate you, don't worry, be happy. Your house burned down and you have no insurance, don't worry, be happy. You know, we all laughed at this because as appealing as it was, it simply wasn't possible to live that way. In Matthew 6, 25 to 34, Jesus presents us with a very similar thought, and yet a very different thought. Just like Bobby McFerrin, he tells us not to worry, but then instead of presenting us with a humorous and impossible ideal, he presents us with something that can actually be achieved. You really can live without worry. I call this don't worry, be trusting. Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Now, you'll notice that this text began with the word, therefore. This passage is connected to the previous section. Jesus has just been teaching his followers that they must not lay up for themselves treasures on earth. But if we don't, what will happen to us? I mean, if we are to take risks for the kingdom of God and commit ourselves to serving God and not money, abandoning the treasure of this fallen world and investing our resources into the kingdom of heaven, isn't that just a nice thought but not realistic? You know, I've met many people who will tell me that they fear poverty. That's what motivates them to work hard. In fact, I found this very same attitude among people who struggle financially and those who are wealthy. The nagging fear is always there that something bad might happen. And simply saying don't worry, well, it's not realistic. Anxiety and worry motivates us to take care of the necessities of life. Worry is good, or is it? The medical effects of stress are well known. Headaches, elevated blood pressure, chest pain, problems in sleeping, depression, panic attacks, and so on. Stress can lead to deadly illnesses, including heart disease and cancer. Mental health professionals tell us that many people, in order to relieve stress, turn to things like alcohol and drug abuse, both legal and illegal, gambling, illicit sexual behavior, all things we do to take our minds from the fears that dominate us. But these behaviors end in a vicious cycle because the very thing that relieves stress at first adds to it later. In short, anxiety, worry, and stress will change your life, and it will lead you away from God. And Jesus was right to point out that if he is asking us not to lay up treasures on earth, something more has to be said. We need a promise that if I dare seek the kingdom first, that the king himself will take care of me. And so in verse 25, Jesus tells us not to be anxious about the daily necessities of life, for he asks, "Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" There are two ways to see Jesus' question at the end of this verse. One way is to see Jesus saying, "Your soul or life and your body is greater than food and clothing. Therefore, since God has already given you the greater thing, that is, he's given you your life, won't he now give you the lesser thing, that is, your food and clothing? If God provided for your life, he will also provide for the smaller things." Is that what Jesus is saying? Well, perhaps. But there is another way of seeing this. One of the characteristics about anxiety is that it is all-consuming. When you worry, your life narrows down to a very few things, like, how am I going to make it? So let's say you're worried that you'll never have enough money to pay your bills, or enough to realize your dreams, or enough to retire on, or enough to go to school on. What will happen? Your entire life will be about money. The anxiety in you will focus your entire life on that one thing. And Jesus, if I understand him rightly, says, your life and your body are about so much more than money. See, that's why some people never grow in life, why life is never rich for them, why the best things about life never even occur to them. Why? Because worry has stolen the grandness of life and the grandness of the kingdom from them, and all they can concentrate on is that one thing that consumes them. Isn't life more than food and clothing? How many of you have ever heard someone who says, I don't have time for that. I mean, I have to put bread on the table. What you don't have time for is life. You can get to the far end of life and have been so consumed with worry over daily necessities, you never lived, you never believed, and you never saw God in the small things. It's the person who will allow the job to steal away their family and steal away those precious moments they could have treasured, and more so, steal away any opportunity to know God. That's what worry over daily necessities does. So what's the antidote? Well, faith is. But how can my faith overcome my anxiety? I can't just be told you should trust God more, because the moment I try, the anxieties of the necessities of life simply overcome me. See, ask the majority of Christians who have played it safe all their lives why they never took a risk for God or abandoned all for the kingdom. Ask them why, and they'll tell you, I couldn't afford that. And in response, Jesus says, you need to consider God's provision. Verse 26 invites us to consider the birds of the air and God's provision of them. There are two misunderstandings about this verse. First, Jesus is not saying God is just going to drop bread into your mouth from heaven, that you can just quit your job and God will take care of you. I mean, think about it. That's not how God takes care of birds. Birds spend their days searching for food. They build nests for their young, and they take care also to feed themselves. In short, birds actually work. The same must be true for us. Consider how the Apostle Paul urged Christians to live in 1 Thessalonians 4:10 and 11. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more, and to aspire to live quietly, and to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands as we instructed you. So, lack of worry doesn't mean stop working. If you stop working in order to prove God's provision, let me say from a biblical perspective, you're not to be commended. You're just lazy. Jesus is not saying that God is going to drop bread into your mouth. Second, Jesus is not saying that sowing and reaping and gathering the harvest into barns is a bad thing. I, for one, am glad that farmers do that. It puts bread on my table. He's not saying be as careless as birds. So what is the point? Well, actually, it's quite simple. Look at the birds. They have a very different way of being fed than you are. None of the things that are the necessities with you are the necessities with them. They function so differently, and yet in the end, can't you see that God's hand has provided for them? Indeed, all of nature is a grand lesson in God's provision. He provides for fish, for birds, for animals, for trees, all in accordance to their own unique ways. Do you think that you, created in the image of God, and more so, you who are redeemed by Christ's blood, of all of God's creation, that He will not also care for you? Think about that.
Did you know that all of our messages from Dr. Neufeld are available for free? Listen and download the latest broadcasts. Search the archives for a particular series. Become a monthly partner and so much more. Be sure to check frequently on our new and improved website for all the latest ministry updates and resources from Back to the Bible. The new website is easy to navigate and mobile friendly, so you'll always have access on the go. Just visit backtothebible.in. backtothebible.in today. Back to the Bible, leading people into a dynamic relationship with God. By now, many of you have probably heard or received our Bible teaching resource called Confident Living Magazine. This is sent once in 2 months. This magazine offers even more engaging Bible teaching articles from qualified Bible teachers and writers. It has articles that are relevant to life and exclusive updates on the ministry of Back to the Bible. The magazine addresses on difficult issues of life and your journey with God. If you have not asked for your copy of Confident Living Magazine, then don't delay. So be sure to ask for your personal copy. Call us at 9492-440070. Call us at 9492-440070. Or send your request by email